broadcast from the studios of Alive 90.5 and syndicated on The Wolf with Big Stu and MJ, this is Planet Country.
Hello and welcome to Australia's most popular country music radio program. It's Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. I am the Auto DJ 4000, and on tonight's show we play the headliners announced for the CMC Rocks Queensland Festival, and our special studio guest and co-host Kylie Ryan will be playing some games live on Facebook with the guys. Let's get started with the impossibly good-looking Luke Bryan. This is Light It Up.
Since we had that fight, can't remember, but maybe I blew you up in the middle of the night again. You were drinking with your friends, you ignored it, but you got it. I get so neurotic about it, baby, 'cause I know you're reading your phone. I can't help from going crazy, thinking you might not be all alone. I wake up, I check it, I shower and I check it. I feel the buzz in my truck and I almost wreck it. I always got it on me just in case you want me. So if you're looking for my love, then light it up. Every time I unlock my screen, I hope I see one of them red lipstick I miss you pictures. I'm on your clock, you're in control. You want me, now baby, go figure. My world's at the tips of your fingers. I get so neurotic about it, baby, 'cause I know you're reading your phone. I can't help from going crazy, thinking you might not be all alone. I wake up, I check it, I shower and I check it. I feel the buzz in my truck and almost wreck it. I always got it on me just in case you want me. So if you're looking for my love, then light it up. Yeah, baby, light it up. I go to sleep, I check it in the middle of the night. I check it, I feel the buzz in my bed and
the impossibly good-looking Luke Bryan getting us underway with Light It Up. MJ, is it true?
That's the crowd, ladies and gentlemen.
That is the crowd, because it is true, isn't it? Luke Bryan is coming to Australia.
He is. It's true.
It's been announced.
Put the tissues away, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to cry. Luke Bryan has been announced as one of the headliners for CMC Rocks Queensland Festival in March 2018.
Well, there were tears, in fact. A lot of people, because he was the number one artist that the fans, the fan groups for the CMC Festival wanted. They wanted him for a couple of years. And finally, the organisers have delivered.
A lot of people were like, you know, I think this is the year. This is the year Luke Bryan's coming. Last year and the year before. And I'm like, well, we've seen no hints whatsoever he's coming. And in fact, this year again, we saw no hints whatsoever until late last night, a certain person by the name of Rob Potts, you know, the guy that books artists, let it slip.
That's right, the guy that books artists. Wasn't he at Johnny Ringo's, I think, and it was...
And the bartenders made him a bet that he will reveal it if they guessed it. Apparently they guessed correctly. I think they may have, yeah, spiced a few drinks there.
Yes, well, Luke Bryan, of course, has signed on as a judge on the rebooted American Idol, so I'm not sure he'll do side shows. I think he'll kind of fly in, do the festival, and fly back out.
A
to do
FIFO
Idol.
Artist, you
say. That's exactly right. Someone else who I know is very excited about Luke Bryan coming into the studio is our coming to the CMC. Sorry, is our studio guest tonight?
Wait, Luke Bryan's coming to our studio.
That's right.
Oh no. Got me there, Big Stu.
You've now built it up. I can tell you, it's very exciting, though. Our studio guest is here tonight, and she's a local. Please give it up for Kylie Ryan. The same fans are just as excited, see? Don't you love that? Kylie, thanks so much for coming in. Now, I'm right in saying you're a Luke Bryan fan, aren't
you? I'm a huge Luke Bryan fan. I'm very excited. I'm one of the crowd going wild for CMC Rock.
Tears were shed this morning. I did see on social media someone slept through it because of the time difference or something between Queensland and here, and they missed the announcement. So
yeah, I missed the announcement too. I was at work.
Yeah, that's right, you were.
Like 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's right, you were. Now, one thing we're always worried about when artists come into the studio is whether they'll get here in time. You know?
That's because a certain guest back in the early days kept messaging us to say they're on their way, they're going to be around the corner, they're almost there, and then they missed the whole
show. I think they were on a train or something. Oh, I'm nearly here, it's, you know, only 2 stations
Don't use public transport.
Forgot to get off,
no.
Never turned up. The point I'm trying to make is that some artists travel a long way to be here, you know, from southwest Sydney. Hurricane Fall came down from Newcastle. Last week, Drew McAllister from the Blue Mountains.
Amy Nelson from Canada.
That's right. Sydney traffic. She got lost in Sydney traffic too. Sydney traffic can be an issue, but that wasn't an issue for Kylie. Am I right?
This afternoon, no. Stu, Seven Hills Road can get pretty tricky to navigate some days.
Oh, don't get me started.
You pretty much walk.
Goes down to one lane. Don't get me started.
I know.
I actually think Kylie lives closer to the studio than I do. So if I'm ever running late, can I just ring you and say,
absolutely,
hey, can you go in and do the show?
Oh, I'd
I'm
love
running
to.
Late.
Yeah, no worries at all.
I'll be pretty happy about that.
Yeah. I know you would be. I'll be the person saying, I'm nearly there, I'm nearly there. No, I'm not coming.
Fingers crossed he doesn't turn up. You might be a local now, but you grew up in the country. Is it true that you can take that? You can't take that out of someone?
You can't. You can take the girl out of the country, but not the country out of the girl.
You're still country.
You never leaves. You
it
can't.
Doesn't. It's, yeah. I think it's part of you.
It's part of the DNA.
Part of who you
what
are.
About your musical influences growing up in the country? Were you drawn to country artists, country music?
Yes and no. Some of my earliest childhood music memories are Fleetwood Mac on a Sunday afternoon. You can throw a Rumours album
Fleetwood
on now
Mac.
And it takes me back to being a kid on a Sunday afternoon.
Misty-eyed and...
Oh, no, I thought Stevie Nicks was the queen.
Everyone thought she was great.
I wanted to be her when I grew up. But, yeah, look, my uncle, aunt and uncle were very huge country music fans. And so Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, you know, Willie Nelson, all the old school country guys. I have very early memories of those as well.
They got a spin on the record player.
They did. LP vinyl, yes.
LP vinyl.
Long now, before the CD.
Now my eyes are misting
which is
over.
Now also superseded. Oh, my
that's
God.
That's exactly right. MJ's looking at me.
I know what a CD is. Relax. Okay,
he's going, what's an LP vinyl?
I always tell the story. I used to play basketball in my younger days, and there was a young guy on the team. I was in my 20s, and he'd never seen a record, ever. I couldn't believe it.
Back in my day, I had my iPod Nano in my pocket with my headphones on.
Remember the iPod Nano? How
yeah.
Cool
we won't
that?
Talk to him about Walkmans then, will we, Stu?
That's right.
The you mean the mobile phone from Sony?
And I'm not talking the Walkman, the disc man. I'm talking the cassette version.
No, the old version.
And it only you never got a full side of a tape out of the batteries. You'd get to about the third song and it'd go...
Oh my God.
Don't you just put it on charge?
No.
Wireless charging?
No.
Okay.
No. And no. We are going to hear exactly what the musical influences you grew up with did to your music, because we're going to play some tracks off your EP throughout the show. We're also going to go live on Facebook to play some games with Kylie.
Hang on. Mm. We're not playing There's a Country Star in My Head.
You know what? We are. I know you have your doubts about it. See, Kylie's excited about it being a radio hit. I think it can work, so stay tuned for that. Next up, though, we're going to have a listen to brand new music from another CMC Rock's headliner announced this morning. This is Darius Rucker with Don't on Planet Country.
If you think I could ever go a day without you, 5 minutes without thinking about you, don't. And if you wonder if it scares me thinking about forever with you, baby, I can tell you, baby, you don't. Oh, 'cause every single morning my eyes fall open on you. It's like my dreams keep going on and on and on. It don't matter what we're doing, as long as I'm with you. And I can't imagine anything I couldn't love you through the bad days. There's gonna be mistakes, but baby, I'm here to stay. And if you think that could change, don't stop making me late.
saying a word. Ooh, don't. 'Cause when you whisper in my ear everything I wanna hear, I know you know I need to go, but you're the reason that I don't. 'Cause every single morning my eyes fall open on you. It's like my dreams keep going on and on and on it goes. No matter what we're doing, as long as I'm with you, and I can't imagine anything I couldn't love you through the bad days. There's gonna be mistakes, but baby, I'm here to stay. And when you think that could change, but baby, I'm here to stay. And when you think that could change, don't. Baby, don't. Don't you think I know? Oh, yeah, I know.
Darius Rucker with Don't, and we have our studio guest, Kylie Ryan, with us, and I wanted to ask you about your husband, because I read that, according to him, you can be like a storm. He said, nice work, MJ, he said, and I quote, when it's brewing, it's a bit of a mess, and collecting the bits and pieces of energy and matter that it needs to really build up steam. But once it has a direction and the right elements, there's no stopping until it's run its course. Is he still in one piece? Was it meant as a compliment? What's that about?
Yes, it was meant as a compliment. Yes, he is in one piece.
Good.
He's a fifth-time black belt. He's always in one piece.
Oh, okay. He's a bit of a storm himself.
Can be.
He can kick up a storm.
No, it can be, like, I guess, a bit like a storm when they're brewing, you know, gathering the information, researching, finding out all I can about a topic and then going for it. But once my mind's set on a direction and where I'm going, that's it. There's no stopping me.
It sounds like sheer determination. And how important is sheer determination in the music industry? You have to be tough and remain focused on the goal, don't you?
Absolutely. I think talent is one thing, and I think, you know, good songs will always get you over the line every time, but sheer determination and willpower, I think, counts for a heck of a lot.
Stay in focus.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm a little worried, MJ. When we play our games with Kylie, I think she's really going to want to win. You know, maybe just let her win.
I think I drew with Rachel Fine and Missy Lancaster, so I'm trying to. No. I'm trying for the win as well, okay? Because I have a reputation to maintain here, okay?
No, I can. Two storms going at it. This could be. We have all that fun to look forward to when we go live on Facebook. In fact, grab your phones now and get on the Planet Country Facebook page. We'll be live real soon. In the meantime, another of the CMC Rock's headliners announced is Dustin Lynch. Now, this is a track off his new album, Current Mood. You're going to love this. It's I'd Be Jealous Too right now on Planet Country.
I'd be jealous too if she was with you. I'd be out my mind watching her move. If I was just the guy with across the room view, I'd be jealous too if she was with you, with you. She laughs like she just broke into a hotel pool. She loves deserts and the sunsets out in Malibu.
she was with you. I'd be out my mind watching her move. If I was just the guy with across the room view, I'd be jealous too. If she was with you, she comes on stronger than a Bourbon Street hand grenade. It's like you know her before you even really know her name. If you could see her in the morning sleeping next to you, just like I get to, I'd be jealous too. She's a California redhead in a dive bar, hourglass body like a guitar. And that forever wild smile appears like a glitter bomb in the atmosphere. Eyes locked on her like a movie, a day ain't never seen a pair of blue jeans. Can't blame them if they want her like I do. I'd be jealous, I'd be jealous. My mind watching her move. If I was just the guy with across the room view, I'd be jealous too. If she was with you, with you.
You're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ. MJ's the young one. Big Stu is old. Ugh. Very, very old.
Now spit it out. You've been drinking up the courage. I'm watching your wheels turning, so just lay it out. What's it about? I think I know where this is going, and it's gonna be a big change. I can read you like a book, girl, and we're on the same page. So you tell your friends. Up in this house, yeah. Hey, I like the way you're smiling when you're looking at me that way. I see it written on your face, girl. Let's go and get it over with. Acting like it isn't when we know it is.
Yeah, Ryan Felice with Put a Label on It, and the label says CMC Rocks Artist for 2018. MJ, we debuted Ryan to Australian Radio last year.
Yes,
now
we did.
Playing CMC.
We did.
Yes, that's right. And he'll be at the festival next year. Now, we are live on Facebook, and our special guest Kylie Ryan is here. MJ's going to slide over and...
Hi.
Yes, say hi.
Hey.
This doesn't always
work. Can I take my microphone with me again?
Well, you've got to take your microphone with you.
Slide it over. Oop. Cables exactly. Are tangled everywhere. What's going on?
Now, we are going to play a game. We've done this a few times with special guests in the studio. We're going to play a game. MJ, you're not a fan of this. You don't think it works between radio and Facebook Live? You know?
No.
Tell us what you really think.
That's right, yeah. The problem is that we have to deal with a listening audience on radio and a visual audience on Facebook. So we have to make the games work for both mediums, you know.
But can we do it, Big Stu?
We can. We're pioneers.
I question it.
We can. We will, and we'll make it work. But before we get to the games, we need to ask Kylie all about her music. Now, you released a debut single a few months ago, which we played on the show.
I know. We're so excited.
Tell us about the feeling, I guess, first of having it out and then hearing it on the radio. What's that like?
You guys were the first ones I heard on the radio, actually. So I turned it up loud and called everybody that was home in at the time on and turned it up loud. It was so exciting. No, I'm not kidding. It was great.
What about that whole thing of I've released the music, it's out there now? Because it's, you know, you're working on it for a long time before that
point
comes. We are,
yeah, you are. And I remember saying to Chris, okay, you've pressed the button on it, it's a go now, we just stand back and hold our breath. And that was literally it for a while. It was just seeing how it would be received and whether people would like it. And
we always ask artists, do they do the car test? You know, did you get a recording of it before it's finalised, stick it in the car and hear how it sounds?
We blasted it through all sorts of things. My husband put it on the big speakers downstairs in the gym and they turned it up loud so that we knew the bass was good.
But you got to check the bass. We asked Drew McAllister that last week and he said, oh, the speakers don't work in my car.
Oh, no. Now we know to get him
no
for Christmas.
No speaker test.
As long as you don't like release it going, I'd be all right, and then you hear it on the radio
there's
and go,
nothing there.
Wait.
Isn't that dead air?
Did we forget an instrument?
I checked it in the car. It sounded fine.
No,
yeah,
I had a really, really great producer, so I knew we didn't miss anything. So
good.
It was good.
The producers are very important in this
entire process.
Oh,
my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're about to release an EP
called
Dream Chaser. Yes. Is the name a reference to, you know, chasing the music industry?
What I'm doing now. Absolutely it is. Yeah, that's exactly where the name came from, Stu. Mm. And, you know, it was tie time to get out and do it and chase after it, and that's basically what it's all about.
Was there a point where you said, you know, okay, that's it, I'm going to just go after this?
Yeah, it was actually my husband. We sat at the kitchen table one night and I was between jobs at the time and I was really gone as far as I wanted to go with that, and I had a burning ambition always to do something else. And he said to me, if you could do one thing, babe, what would it be? And I said, you know, I've always wanted to do this. And he said, well, I think you should go for it. So
what
I did.
Great husband.
He's fantastic.
He thinks you're
isn't
a storm,
he?
But he's also encouraging. How good is that?
No, he's fantastic, and I literally wouldn't be here if I didn't have his support. So,
and when he said that, what was did you like? No. Was it convincing, or was it like, good, you're on board, I'm on board? Or
no, I'd never actually come out and voiced it before. Like, I'd always wanted to do it ever since I was a kid, and growing up, I wasn't the most confident of kids, and life happens, and things get in the way, and I became a mum quite young, so sort of put a bit of a stop on that. Then and there, but now they've grown up a bit, and it's time to.
Oh, who cares about them? You got to chase the dream.
That's
while you
it.
Can't.
They'll sort themselves it. Out. They'll grow
There's
up.
There's food
themselves.
In the fridge. Come on.
Do you feel like you're living a whole new life now that you've done this career change and you're chasing a new dream? Is it like you've hit restart? Like, I'm going to do this again. Let's
Look,
do
I
over.
Feel like
Take
I'm
two.
Straddling. I still work like in my boring day job. I still do that. God, I hope
we all do.
I hope people I work with aren't listening to this. A boring day job pays the bills. I'm still straddling both sides at the moment, but you know, I'm ready to take the leap whenever. Whenever it comes along, I'm quite happy to jump with
Fantastic.
Both hands.
Fantastic. The resignation letter's written. It's just waiting to
be. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, we're going to play a couple of games tonight. The first one is a challenge for MJ and I. Here's the theme.
Now on Planet Country, it's two lies and a truth.
I love this game. Our studio guest, Kylie Ryan, is going to tell us three yarns. Two of them will be completely made up, but one of them will be the truth. Now, MJ and I have to guess which it is. All right, Kylie, tell us two lies and the truth.
Okay, well, you know how I grew up in Wagga?
Yes.
I went to high school in Wagga. A lot of sporting stars come out of Wagga, as you
That's
guys
right.
might know. The Mortimer brothers came out of Wagga.
Yeah,
Peter Sterling.
Cricketers and footy
Mark
players.
Taylor.
True.
I actually went to high school, the same high school as Peter Sterling and Mark Taylor.
Ah, okay. Well, okay, yeah, I can. That's feasible.
Yes.
Okay. Next one.
My second story is that I used to work for Brash's music store.
Brash's music? Now, yeah. MJ, hang now, on.
He wouldn't remember Brash's, would you?
Long before.
I thought they sold, like, brushes, paintbrushes.
Brushes.
And eyelashes.
Long before Senity, which I think are probably on their way out anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, probably.
But
I
there
also
was
worked for them for a week.
Oh, there you go. There was Brash's. So you were selling music.
Yes, I was. Wow, for a long time. Okay. Yeah.
And you're like, don't buy this one. Buy my one.
Yeah.
You weren't tempted to slip a business card or two in there? Yeah.
Oh,
a little demo? It's like, just bought up the latest Bee Gees. I don't know.
I don't remember selling much Bee Gees.
Well, someone picked up something classic today and gone, what's this?
me trying to be young and hip is as funny as MJ trying to be retro.
Old and hip.
Old and boring, I don't know.
Old and there's a problem
old
with my hip.
Fest. Yeah,
exactly.
Problem.
Okay, so
there really is
the,
a problem with my hip.
The high school in Wagga, we've got
I did used
working
to work for
Brash's.
That's it. And we hosted quite a lot of artists when they came out here. We hosted Mariah Carey. Wow. We hosted Boyz II Men. We hosted Human Nature before they became fantabulously famous. But one of my most favourite ones was an album launch we did for John Farnham.
Oh, okay.
And so I got to meet John Farnham and actually go out for
the
dinner.
The Voice.
I went out for dinner with John Farnham.
Hang on. You went out for dinner with John Farnham.
With
the
John
Voice.
Farnham, with The Voice himself.
Did he have that long coat on that he always used to wear back
it
in the day?
It was around that time,
and
yes.
The mullet hair.
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. Okay. That's part of the image. So, yeah, I got to go out for dinner with John Farnham.
I'm just pretending he's got the hair.
Hang on. I'll do the John Farnham impersonation. I got it.
You're supposed to sing.
But the problem is that I don't want to do the vocal side. I want to do the visual, the voice music video where he's just turning sideways and singing. But radio people can't see that. Only Facebook.
So. MJ, I've just been alerted to something. We have an issue on Facebook.
What?
We're sideways.
We're sideways.
can you fix this? Now, see, the problem is this. We're about to go live.
Still
MJ passes me the phone to put in the holder.
I had it perfectly fine.
No.
I had it perfectly fine.
No,
I can actually see it.
That's not
sideways.
The problem. The problem was that MJ handed it to me and said, oh, it's all changed. So hang on.
I want to see this. Flip the screen, because you let me see what's going on here.
The way you go live changed. The start button was different, so.
All right, give me a second.
Okay.
I'm going to try and
MJ's
fix this.
MJ's going to come around and fix this. I will this is unbelievable. You know what's even more funny? There's a couple of people viewing, so.
Awesome.
Yeah,
excellent.
Let's sort that out. There's, of course, latency, so what I'm seeing on the screen isn't going to match
what's actually happening. That's okay, because now we're diagonal.
Now we're at a 45-degree angle.
Now we've created our very own angle.
Okay, so just to recap, Two Lies and the Truth, we have going to the same school as the famous people
Peter
from
Sterling
Wagga.
Yeah,
that's
Mark Taylor,
right.
Yes.
And we also had working at Brash's.
Well, it was the going out for dinner with John.
Oh,
Farnham.
Sorry, going out with dinner. Oh, hang on. So that's two.
That's two.
So there's another one.
There is another one.
Okay, let's go with the third one. MJ
well,
can listen in.
The third one is
this side
I don't admit desk. This to very many people. Mm-hmm. So you guys are special. So I feel like I can tell you.
Okay, we are very special.
I am a massive Doctor Who fan.
Huge Doctor Who fan. Doctor Who.
I know, right?
Okay, I could because I know a bit about Doctor Who, but I'm not a huge fan. But I'm a fan. I could ask you some questions to kind of. You know, pop quiz to see if that's a lie or a truth. But we can't do that. We actually have to make our guess. So, yeah. MJ, you can go first as he comes back around to the mic having fixed
the... And you're actually around the right way now.
...fixed the issue.
I even lowered the camera slightly to make it seem more, I don't know, cozy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need to just slide that way a bit.
I don't know why I need to put my headphones on. She's standing right next to me. I can hear everything she's saying. It's so I can detect the lie.
So what lie...
These are my lie-detecting headphones. See, they're red for lie detecting. Mm. I reckon the high school one's a lie.
Oh, okay. The one that kind of is more plausible, you think is actually the one that's the lie.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
I
don't know. It's pretty hard.
I'm going to say that working at Brash's, that may be true, I don't know, but I'm going to say you didn't go out for dinner with John Farnham. Okay. Which one of us is right or is not? Neither of us right. Tell us the truth, please. It's killing me.
Well, MJ's right. I did go to school in Wagga, but I wouldn't have a clue whether it was with Peter Sterling and Mark Taylor. I just know they come from Wagga.
See? Lie detecting earphones detected maybe not a sports fan.
I'm a Parramatta supporter. But...
So hang on. So what's the truth?
The truth is I actually did go out for dinner with John Farnham.
There you
Farnham.
Go.
There we go. Okay.
It was in a group setting, and it was on Fort Denison for the launch of one of his albums. But
so at the end of the day, Big Stu lost, and that's all I care about.
Yeah. Well, that was a raging success. There is another game to come, of course, so stick around for that. And, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But what we're going to do now is actually have a listen to the first single you released, and we'll come back and play a game right after that. We'll sort out our issue on Facebook as well.
I get excited by the way you say my name. I get excited by the way you say my name.
That's our studio guest, Kylie Ryan, on Planet Country with Got Me In. We spoke about the joy of releasing your debut single, and there's a second single, which we'll be playing later in the show as well. But what about the recording process for the EP? What was it like to, you know, get in the studio and see the songs come to life, I guess?
It was so exciting. I had some idea of what to expect because I had studied a bit at TAFE in music performance. So right. I did have a bit of an idea of how the process worked.
Yep.
But as I don't play an instrument well enough to record a demo, I didn't actually quite know how to come over that hurdle.
Oh, okay.
But I managed to find a magical producer who had me sing down an iPhone to get the melody. That's confronting. If you ever want to hear what you don't want to
sing
sound
through
like,
a phone.
Sing a cappella down the mic of an iPhone and play it back.
That's pressure.
But he said, yeah, and then I met with him and we looked at artists that I wanted to emulate sound, not sound exactly like, but draw influences from and, you know, what sound I was going for.
Yeah,
together we came up with, Got Me In. And
the magic happens.
It does happen. I know it happens somehow between, when I'm not looking.
Between your head and the finished
product. His head, and somehow these melting of minds comes together and it comes up with some, you know, some stuff I'm pretty proud of. So
that is fantastic.
Yeah, it was exciting.
Now, the EP's out in November.
Yes.
Are you planning to do some gigs to support it, the release?
I'm going to do a soft release for the EP because it's just ahead of Tamworth in January. I'm planning on spending January in Tamworth. So I'm looking at doing the Country Music Academy there.
Okay,
and then the Tamworth Country Music Festival is the week after.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, I'll be in Tamworth for all of January.
So excellent. Then, so people can come along and see you there. That
absolutely, yes, definitely.
All right, now we've come to the part of the show where being on radio and Facebook at the same time is tricky. We're taking a visual game, making it work for radio. Here's the theme.
And now on Planet Country, it's another exciting edition of Radio in Facebook Live Quiz Show. There's a country star on my head.
Yes, it's time to play There's a Country Star on My Head. Last time I gave each player the wrong names, which made it difficult for listeners on radio. That has not happened. The guys, for those listening, the guys have got the hats on their head with the names on them. People on live on Facebook, MJ's got his fingers in his ears.
Don't block my ears.
The people on Facebook, they know what's happening. So all is in readiness. What I have to do, though, is play the radio listening audience a little grab so they know what is going on, and they know who you have on your head. So block your ears right now. Okay. No headphones. Here we go.
For this round of There's a Country Star on My Head, Kylie has Carrie Underwood and MJ has Sam Hunt.
Okay, we are back live. Now, our guest, studio guest Kylie, you can go first. Now, obviously you're aware of how we do this. You ask questions. If you get it right, you keep asking. If you get it wrong, MJ gets to go. All right, let's go. First question.
Am I female?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, I'm a country person. Am I from the US?
Yes. This could be a very quick game.
Ooh. So I'm female from the US. Am I currently in the charts?
How far back down do you want to go to the charts? Like, I mean,
I'm going to say no, not currently in the top echelons of the charts.
Not in the top 10 Billboard. I know that for sure.
Okay. Mm. That was a no then.
That's a no. MJ, pretty much. You're up.
Am I a country artist?
Yes,
you've got a country artist on your head.
Well, yeah, some older
just
folk might.
To get one right.
No, he's
some
playing older a blonde, folk might so argue, he thinks he's gonna.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Am I female?
No.
Oh,
okay. Mm. Back to Kylie.
Have I been on the charts?
Yes.
Okay. Have I been to Australia?
Yes.
Okay. Am I blonde?
Yes.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
I'm getting annoyed when I answer myself now.
Yeah, you'll get me.
Should be like, I should be saying the opposite.
I don't know.
Do you want to pass if you can't?
No. am I one of my heroes?
Well, I can't answer. That's very hard for me to answer.
You've read my bios?
I have read the bio. You are not. I'll go so far as to say you're not Luke Bryan. We know that.
No, a female.
I would say probably, yeah.
Okay, that's a yes. Mm. Okay, I'm blonde. Yeah.
A country star on your head, blonde, from the US. Has
Do we have an answer clock, Big Stu?
We should have
it. You should have a clock. Yeah. Am I married?
Yes. Yes.
Ooh, I think I know. But do you want to have a go?
She's giving MJ a
whatever gets this game over. I will have a go.
Charity for MJ, it's called.
But I don't know if she's actually got it or not. I'm curious to know if she's figured it out yet.
Righto, yeah. So, okay, you ask a question, MJ.
Am I a dude?
You are a dude, all right, dude.
Okay, yeah. Kylie had some good questions. Mm. Am I currently in at least the top 30 Billboard country chart?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Am I performing at CMC Rocks 2018?
No.
Oh. Well, what's the point of doing this then if you're not going to include relevant artists?
That's too obvious. All right.
Fair enough.
Back to Kyle. I think she's going to have a guess here. She's going for it.
Am I married to a hockey player?
You are. Well, hang on.
An ice hockey player.
Hang on. A retired ice hockey player as of last season. Your guess is?
I'm Carrie Underwood.
That's right.
Yes.
Married, of course, to hunky hubby and NHL
Mike
superstar.
Fisher.
Pen and owner and captain Mike Fisher.
But you were hot. Come on.
MJ, take the hat off. Have a look.
Do I sing about body like a back road?
You certainly do.
Was I supposed to let you keep going forever?
No, no, no. The idea is I don't. The whole purpose of the game is I don't want MJ to win. That's how it actually.
Sam Hunt and MJ don't know who I am.
The radio and Facebook live quiz game that's taking absolutely nothing by storm. It's time to say goodbye to Facebook. But our guest Kylie Ryan is sticking around. There's so much more to come, including MJ's social media news and song of the week. Plus, we'll check the weather next, right here on Planet Country.
Hi there. I volunteered to read the script. The scriptwriter and sound engineer volunteered too. The station even volunteered the airtime. It's proof that when you come together with a common goal, anything's possible. 10 years ago, the guys at SEEK volunteered to build a site to fill Australia's thousands of volunteer positions. But more volunteers are always needed. To see how you can volunteer, go to seekvolunteer.com.au.
Now on Planet Country, it's time to check the weather around the nation.
How's the weather today? Is it sunny?
It's gonna be a long, hot summer.
Is it raining?
It's raining on Sunday.
Is it cloudy?
Storming like crazy.
Is it snowing?
It's a shame about the weather.
How's the weather today?
Sam Hunt, what can people expect tomorrow? He's still wearing the hat.
Sam Hunt doesn't have the notes in front of him. What are we up to, man?
There this happens every week.
Yeah, you got to give me enough time to like find my notes.
Okay.
When we go live, we make it up as we go along.
That's right. What can people expect around the country tomorrow?
Alrighty. You told me to fly through it. Let's do this. We're going to go... Landing in Brisbane, a shower or two with gusty storm and top of 30. Sydney, a possible shower in 23. They've been saying that for weeks.
They have.
Canberra, partly cloudy and 20. Melbourne, showers early. A top of 16 and Richmond Tiger fans still walking around the city drunk.
That's right.
Hobart, showers clearing then 15 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy with 20. And Perth, partly cloudy with 21.
And what about in Music City, of course?
I'm not sure if she's ever been there, but let's get our guest, Kylie Ryan, to do the Nashville weather.
Well, Nashville will be sunny in 88, which for those people who really want to go there one day is 31 degrees Celsius.
I love the accent. Well done.
Dogs are awesome. Think about it. When you give them a little love, they'll give you their heart. They don't care about how much money you make, how good you look, or even how bright you are. They love you for you. That's why we need to train more assistance dogs. They take care of people in need by helping out with everyday tasks, from opening doors to emptying the washing machine. To help us share the love, find out how you can get involved by visiting assistancedogs.org.au.
Now back to your favourites.
Big Stu and MJ with Planet Country.
Well, freedom ain't free and gas ain't cheap, but we burn main streets and trucks and jeeps with the radio up and the windows down, trying to live big in a small town. Hanging like a pair of power line sneakers, we were tongue-tied underneath the bleachers with a hometown honey, a little bit of money and a hand-me-down ID.
Singing free bird and free falling, sing your class and backwards balling, minimum wage burning holes in our pockets. Half full with a hole in the bottom, saying, sweet home and don't stop believing. No plans that we can't stop dreaming. Short term lovers and lifelong friends. Young Americans.
Mom and pop, bottom shelf top popping. We were flying high on the zigzag rocket. We all knew it all, but we didn't know nothing. Living off loving and laid back buzzing. Singing
free bird and free falling, senior class and backwards balling, minimum wage burning holes in our pockets, cups half full with a hole in the bottom, singing sweet home and don't stop believing, no plans that we can't stop dreaming, short term lovers and lifelong friends. Cups half full with a hole in the bottom, singing free bird and free falling, senior class.
weekends.
Colt Ford with Planet. Colt Ford with Planet Country. Colt Ford on Planet Country with Young Americans. And I want to know what Young Americans think of my good old-fashioned Australian accent, mate.
You were doing a Luke Bryan accent.
You might have recognised the vocals of Charles and Josh Kelly, who feature on the new track.
Yes, the Brothers Kelly, as I call them. Next up, we've got this.
Now, on Planet Country, it's time for the prestigious Song of the Week.
And ladies and gentlemen, once again, Planet Country Radio for Facebook and Instagram, and for Twitter and Snapchat is PC Radio Show. Be sure to jump on Snapchat because I've been doing some stuff behind the scenes.
It's the Song of the Week, but you were doing the social media.
Because I read
stuff
on the screen, it said social media, but that comes after the next thing. My bad. Song of the Week, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
You know why? I looked down the page on my notes, it said social media, and on the screen it said social media.
Well,
but we're actually at
it's
the same.
Obviously a social. Song of the Week is obviously
social media.
Woo. Kylie Ryan. It's always our guest, Kylie Ryan. And awesome. The brand new single, we've actually held this back. We could have played it earlier, but we've held it back because we wanted play it when you were in the studio. Tell us all about Slow Me Down.
Slow Me Down. It's my favourite track on the EP, actually.
Right.
It's a little bit of a. I don't want to holler back, but yeah, kind of. To all the people that, I guess, the naysayers that didn't think
guys.
You could do it. There's always a reason, you know, you're too old, you should have done it by now. Can't sing that well. You don't sound like this person.
Stop. Who's been saying this? Haters gonna hate.
That's it.
Got to stop this. Well, I tell you what, to those people, I give them this. This is the Planet Country Song of the Week.
One day she'll get the hint, but I ain't one for listening, and I suggest you be the same. With something out there screaming out your name. But nothing stops that burn. The thought of going nowhere will keep you up at night. That ain't wrong, that's how you know it's right.
Try.
up, y'all? I'm Chase Rice.
Hey, this is Jody Durain.
Hi, this is Ben Ransom.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge, and you're listening to... It's not... Okay, Planet Country. Big Stu and MJ. Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge, and you're listening to Planet Country with Big Stu and MJ.
Disappointed that Drew Baldridge wasn't coming back. I said it. He's a cool dude. Gave us that cool ID, even if he forgot halfway through what to do. Most artists do, but they're so busy at festivals. I want to give a quick thank you to Kylie Ryan for joining us in the studio.
Absolutely.
It was a long walk from her house, not too far away.
Thankfully, it's just a short walk back after this.
I want to also give a shout out to everyone involved in like all the emergency, the first responders with Las Vegas. We wanted to talk about it tonight, but unfortunately, we're running out of time.
Yeah, what we're going to do is talk about it next week. It's very important.
Yeah, next week. And of course, a shout out to everyone that sort of got through that whole there's not much I can say, really. It's just a shocking event.
We will cover it next week. And what we're going to do is finish with another artist, though, that is on the bill for CMC Rocks. MJ, you can introduce
her. Hi, Valley, she's with me.
When the devil's knocking at my door, when I'm broken and I'm battle worn, with me. Ain't she amazing, amazing, out of my league, and ain't it crazy, crazy, she happened to me, she calls me baby, baby, hard to believe that she's, yes, she's with me. The night when it all goes wrong, when it all goes right.